to a person as false and immaterial. And similarly, one eventually realizes that material happiness in this life or the next, on this planet or a higher planet, is insignificant. When one realizes this, the Vedas, although an excellent source, are insufficient to bring about direct knowledge of the truth. Please repeat after me. A dream becomes automatically known to a person as false and immaterially. And similarly, one eventually realizes that material happiness in this life or the next, on this planet or a higher planet, is insignificant. When one realizes this, the Vedas, although an excellent source, are insufficient to bring about direct knowledge of the truth. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 2.45, Krishna advised Arjuna to become transcendental to the material activities impelled by the three material modes of nature, Trigunya, Vishaya, Veda, Naistrigunyo, Bhavarjuna. The purpose of Vedic study is to transcend the activities of the three modes of material nature. Of course, in the material world, the mode of goodness is accepted as the best, and one can be promoted to the higher planetary systems by being on the Sattva-guna platform. However, that is not perfection. One must come to the conclusion that even the Sattva-guna platform is also not good. One may dream that he has become a king with a good family, wife, and children, but immediately at the end of that dream, he comes to the conclusion that it is false. Similarly, all kinds of material happiness are undesirable for a person who wants spiritual salvation. If a person does not come to the conclusion that he has nothing to do with any kind of material happiness, he cannot come to the platform of understanding the absolute truth, or tattva jnana. Karmis, jnanis, and yogis are after some material elevation. The karmis work hard day and night for some bodily comfort, and the jnanis simply speculate about how to get out of the entanglement of karma and merge into the Brahman effulgence. The yogis are very much addicted to the acquisition of material perfection and magical powers. All of them are trying to be materially perfect, but a devotee very easily comes to the platform of nirguna in devotional service, and consequently for the devotee, the results of karma, jnana, and yoga become very insignificant. Therefore, only the devotee is on the platform of tattva jnana, not the others. Of course, the jnani's position is better than that of the karmi, but that position is also insufficient. The jnani must actually become liberated, and after liberation, he may be situated in devotional service, Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. Bhagavad Gita 18:54. Natasya tatva grahanaya sakshad variyasir api vacha samasan svapne niruktya grihamedi sokyam nayasya heyanumitam svayam syat. Om jnana tremendasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam dena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I feel very fortunate to be here today in such an auspicious association on this auspicious day of the Ekadasi Maha Mahotsava. Hari Bol. And before I begin, I seek the blessings of all devotees who are present today, especially my old dear friend Rup Raghunath Prabhu and Adi Keshav Prabhu, and all the devotees who are here present today. Kripaya aap sab ashirwad dijiye. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. So today's we are reading from the 5th canto, 11th chapter, 3rd verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The chapter is entitled, Jad Bharat Instructs King Rahugana. And here we are hearing that Jad Bharat is instructing the king and also us to go beyond the three modes of material nature. Sattva gun is good in a material sense, but in a spiritual sense, sattva gun is bad, and we have to go beyond sattva gun. So the goal is Goloka. Go to Goloka. We're going to Goloka. We need not get distracted by the material enjoyments of this world and also the higher planetary systems. It's a great temptation due to our conditioned nature to be distracted by material enjoyments. But in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we're being encouraged to sagunan samatityaitan, to transcend the modes and become attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, His pure devotional service. not to get distracted by worldly enjoyment and not to be distracted by impersonal liberation, attraction to the impersonal Brahman. So it's written in Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter, text number 16. Abrahma bhuvana loke punar arvartino juna mamupetya tukonteya punar janmana vidyate. That in this material world, the living entity, the Atma, is traveling from the lower planetary systems to the higher planetary systems, back down to the lower planetary systems. It's like a Ferris wheel in a carnival, going around and around and around. So in all of these planetary systems, from the highest planet to the lowest planet, these are places where birth and death take place, and therefore suffering is going on. Janma, mritu, jara, vyadi, dukkha doshanu, darshanam. Krishna is explaining in Bhagavad Gita, everywhere in the material world is a source of suffering. So it is only by the performance of pure devotional service without any attraction to jnana or karma that is the exit, that is the exit door. We want the way out of this material suffering. Anya vilasita shunyam jnana karma anavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. So we need to pursue pure devotional service without any tinge of jnana or karma. So this needs a purification of the heart. Cheto dharpanam marjanam. Our heart needs to be cleansed. And the best way to cleanse the heart in this Kali Yuga is the loud congregational chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So before pursuing further on this path, this discussion, let us backtrack a little bit and review what has brought us to this point of the storyline in the Srimad Bhagavatam. We hear in the previous chapter, chapter number 10, how King Rahugana, he's traveling, he's on his way to Kapil Ashram. So he's desiring to go to Kapil Ashram, and he's traveling by Palki. And on the way, one of his Palki carriers, something happens, and they've reached a place by the bank of the river Ikshumati. And by the bank of the river Ikshumati, there's a desire for another palanquin carrier. So the other palanquin carriers are looking around, and they find a likely candidate. His name is Judd Bharat. He's very young, he's very strong, with shapely limbs, and he looks like a first-class palanquin carrier. So they enlist him into the service of the king, and they're carrying on merrily on their way. Except every 3 feet, Judd Bharat is stopping to see if there are some ants crawling, because he doesn't want to kill even an ant, because he's a sage with equal vision. What is that shloka? He sees the elephant, the dog eater. Vidyavanaya sampane, brahmani gavi hastini, shuni chaiva swapakicha, panditaha samadarshanaha. So Judd Bharat is extending beyond the dog eater, the cow, the elephant, even to the ant. He's seeing the spark of life, the Atma. So Judd Bharat is stopping every 3 feet But the other palanquin carriers, they kind of keep going. So one stops and the others go. So the palanquin is getting all kind of shaken up. And the king is also shooken up. And the king is disturbed. So the king begins chastising Judd Bharat with some sarcastic language and saying, well, we see that you've been carrying the palanquin for a long time, therefore you must be very tired, and you're so old, you don't have strength. So he's being sarcastic in this way. And then, okay, let's try it again. Again, okay, let's go. Cello. Again. King gets all disturbed. The king starts chastising very strongly and says, I'm going to punish you. Just like Yamaraj is punishing the people, I'm going to punish you also. And then Judd Bharat begins speaking words of transcendental knowledge to enlighten the heart of the king. And he's saying that, you know, I'm actually not this body. And he said, my dear king, your words are true. The body is the carrier, but this body is not mine. I am not this body. Aham Brahmasmi. I am actually a spirit soul. So in this way, Judd Bharat was enlightening the king and sharing with him words of spiritual knowledge about transcendental qualities and how we're not this body, but we're actually an eternal spirit soul. So this is one of the core teachings of the Krishna consciousness movement that Srila Prabhupada would constantly emphasize again and again. And I'm remembering now, one time Prabhupada had gone to a school with some school children like we have here, and he called one boy. He said, who's the most intelligent boy? So they selected one young child, and he came forward. And Prabhupada said, okay, show me your head. And the boy pointed to the head. Okay, show me your arm. He pointed to his arm. Okay, show me your leg. He pointed to his leg. And then Prabhupada said, okay, now show me, where are you? And the boy, bahut confused kar raha the. He was very confused. He got totally confused. And Prabhupada said that actually we're not this body. We don't say, I head, we say, my head. We don't say, I arm, we say, my arm. We don't say, I leg, we say, my leg. So therefore, the spirit soul is different from the body. We're not this body. Sometimes I like to give this, make a little experiment. Would you like to participate in a little experiment with me? Yes? Okay. So, I have a question for all of you. Who here are Indians? We have any Indians in the audience? One, two, three, four, five, six, only six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay, good. Okay, half of you are Indians and half are not. Okay. So actually, none of us are Indians. We're all eternal spirit souls. In this life, we may have been born in India, but in the previous life, we might have been born in Alaska as an Eskimo. And what to speak of different places, maybe different species. Maybe we were born as a cat, or a dog, roof, roof, or as a bice. How do bice sound? I can do a cow. So many different species of life we've taken birth. So these are the teachings that Judd Bharat was instructing the king. You're not this body. He says, now, you know, you think you're in charge and I'm the servant. But maybe in a previous life, I was in charge and you were the servant. So he's revealing the temporary nature of this body and the eternal nature of the spirit soul. Na tvam evaham jatu nasam, na tvam neme janadipaha, na chaiva na bhavishyamaha, sarve vayam ataparam. Krishna says, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings. And never will there ever be a time when any of us cease to be. So these were some of the teachings of Jad Bharat. And this brings us to today's verse. Natasya tatvam grihanaya sakshad viriyasir api vacha samasan swapne niruktya grihamedi sokyam nayasya heyanumitam swayam syat. So grihamedi sukham means the happiness of this material world. So in this verse that we're reading today, Jad Bharat is explaining that the happiness in this material world is just like a dream. It just comes and goes. It's not real. It's like the deer looking for water in the desert. It looks like it's real, but it's not really real. It's like if someone is running, being chased by a tiger, and then falls into a well, and falling, grabs a branch, is holding on, and then looks down, and there's a big snake about to swallow him, big anaconda. And then there are two rats, white rat and a black rat, and they're chewing on the branch, and he's about to die, and then he notices that something is dripping into his lips from above, and it's a little bit of honey. So, and he says, oh, this is very nice. So this is the false happiness of this material world. It's just tiny, tucham, insignificant. Prabhupada would also quote this, so griha medhi sukham hi tucham. Tucham. Prabhupada would spit at the idea of material happiness. And there's that famous verse that when I think of sex life, my lips curl in disgust and I spit at the thought. So this is a vision of the mature Vaishnava, that he sees that the material happiness of this world is just swapna. It's just a dream. And whatever so-called material happiness we get, it tastes like nectar in the beginning, but poison at the end. So therefore, an intelligent person will not engage in trying to enjoy the objects of the senses, in trying to enjoy material happiness. Now the Vedas, some parts of the Vedas, the Karma Khan section of the Vedas, encourages us to try to enjoy some material happiness. And that is why in the verse today, Jad Bharat is saying that when one realizes this, the Vedas, although an excellent source, are insufficient to bring about direct knowledge of the truth. So the Vedas can also misguide us, because the Vedas are like a desire tree. Anything you want, you get from the Vedas. Like let's say you go to the desire tree, you ask for an apple. The desire tree will give an apple. Then you ask for a banana, a kela, then kela will come. Then you ask for mango will come. Then you ask for samosa, and samosa will also come. So everything you ask for from desire tree, you can get. So similarly, the Vedas is providing whatever we're asking for, even how to enjoy in the material world, according to the Karma Kanda section. Therefore, we need to approach the highest knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam, in order to understand the topmost knowledge. Negama kalpa taror galitam phalam, shukamukadam ritadravasam yutam, Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Mohuraho Rasika Bhuvibhavukaha. O expert and thoughtful men, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of the Vedic literatures. It emanated from the lotus lips of Srila Shukadeva Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is providing the Nigamakalpatura Galitam Phalam, this ripened fruit, Galitam Phalam, of this great vast knowledge of the Vedic literatures. Shukamukadamritadrava Samyutam, it's more sweet because it was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami. Pibata Bhagavatam, drink, Pibata Bhagavatam, drink this Bhagavatam. It's rasamalayam, it's an abode of rasa and mellows. Mohoraho rasika bhuvi bhavukaha. It's heard, it's sung, it's accepted. It's beneficial for even those that are in the liberated condition. So this Bhagavatam is giving us the topmost knowledge. In the purport today, Srila Prabhupada, he mentions that Upanishads mark the beginning of knowledge, which is a very interesting statement, because the Vedas are there and they contain so many different aspects, including the Karmakanda section, which we're meant to avoid. So the Upanishads are the beginning of knowledge. Om Purnamahada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vishishate. That whatever is in this world, it's perfect and complete. And even if you take some items, some energy from this material world, it remains complete. Because everything is coming from the Supreme Lord, and He is Purnam, He's complete. Ishavasya idam sarvam yat kincha jagat cham jagat chena chak chena bunjata magrita tasya svidhanam. That everything in this world, moving, non-moving, belongs to the Lord, and one should only take his rightful quota, knowing whom everything belongs. So in this way, we get an idea that there's a supreme person in this world and our duty is ultimately to serve him. Jivera srupahoy krishnera nityadas. That it is the duty, it is the dharma of the living entity to serve the supreme. Savaipum sampuro dharmo yato bhaktir adhoksaje ahoitakiya pratiyata yayatma supersedati. By serving the Supreme, yayatma, the atma, the soul, becomes supersedati, fully satisfied. And this can be actually experienced. Rajaguna, Rajavidya, Rajaguyam, Pavitramidham, Uttamam, Prajakshavagamam, Dharmyam, Susukam, Kartam, Avyayam. That it is Prajakshavagamam, Dharmyam. By Prajaksh, by the senses, one can actually experience this. So we should avoid this Karmakanda section of the Vedas. It's not for us. It's not meant for us. It may be meant for some others to help them gradually elevate themselves, to come to the platform where they can consider selfless surrender to the Lord. Sarva dharman prachaja mamekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishami masuchaha. It can be useful, but when one comes to the level of surrender to the Lord, then one should kick out this Karmakanda. It's like a witch, this desire for liberation, this desire for material enjoyment is like a witch that just chases us. So that's why it's considered an offense to the holy name, the eighth offense, to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruit of activities, Karmakanda. So it's an offense to consider chanting Hare Krishna as just some way to get some material enjoyment. We don't chant to get material enjoyment. We chant to give pleasure to Krishna. We don't chant to enjoy, we chant to be enjoyed. Like when we honor prasadam, it's not that we're trying to enjoy the prasadam. We should be honoring the prasadam in such a deep way that the prasadam enjoys us. And the same way when we chant, we should chant in such a deep way that not that we're trying to enjoy the chanting, we're trying to chant in such a way that abhina abhina tvam nam namino, Krishna's non-different from his name. Not that we enjoy Krishna, but Krishna should enjoy us. Therefore, we should loudly cry out helplessly in a mood of a child crying out for his mother, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So bhakti is superior to jnana and karma. It's a superior process. Just like if you have a staircase to reach the top of a 100-story building, skyscraper. Those first flights of stairs, first story, second story, third story, they're like jnana khand, they're like the karma khand, they're the process of yoga. But to reach the top of the skyscraper, we have to take to pure bhakti, bhaktimam abhijananti yavanyas chasmi tatvataha, tatomam tatvato gnatva vishate tadanantaram. We take to the supreme process of bhakti to attain the goal. And that bhakti is best practiced, harinama, harinama, harinama eva kevalam, kolona stevana, stevana, stevagatiranyata. In this age of Kali, the best practice is to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. There will be temptations. There will be distractions. There will be other, like, sources that try to pull our attention away from pure devotional service. But we should always neglect those weapons of mass distraction that are constantly pulling at our attention. Thank you. One time Sita was kidnapped by Ravana. She was in the Ashok Grove. And Ravana, he said, if you do not become my wife, I will eat you for breakfast. And Sita had every opportunity to enjoy with Ravana. He was so handsome, so powerful. The king, he had 10 heads, each of them very attractive. But she said, no, I will never surrender to you. I will always remain chaste and faithful to my Lord Ram. Sita would not give up even at the risk of death. Now what to speak of us when we have some temptation to maybe not follow all the four regulative principles, maybe drink some tea, maybe, well, today I'm tired, I don't want to chant my 16 rounds, I'll chant some of them tomorrow. If we get some temptation to be lax in our spiritual life, we should get inspiration from Sita Devi that she was getting ready to die, she was going to be killed, but still she was fully faithful to Ram. In the same way, we should be faithful to the orders of the spiritual master, be fully fixed. Vyavasayatmika budhir Eke haku nandana bahu shakai hinantascha buddhayo vyavasayanam. Be fully fixed in the order of the spiritual master, even in the face of death, taking inspiration from Sita Devi. This is the goal of our life. So, in conclusion, we learn in today's verse and Bhaktivedanta purport. Number one, the insignificance of karma and jnana compared to bhakti. Number two, that only the devotee is on the platform of Shuddha Gyan, Tattva Gyan. Only the devotee really knows this in truth. Others are distracted by the Vedas and all kinds of cheating philosophies. There's an example of the airport. Sattva Guna is good, but it's not the ultimate goal. If I want to go to New York from GEV, what do I have to do first? Go to the airport. So the airport is like Sattva Guna. It's a useful takeoff place. But if I just stay in the airport, am I going to get a chance to visit the holy pastime places of Srila Prabhupada in New York City? 26 Second Avenue, Tompkins Square Park? No! I have to take off from the airport and travel across the Atlantic to America. So similarly, we cannot be satisfied with just Sattva Guna. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate sagunan samatityaitan. Overcoming the modes and coming to bhakti. And the goal is to be situated in pure devotional service. Therefore, hence, let us embrace the process given by our beloved Srila Prabhupada and previous acharyas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vaishnav Seva, Jiva Doya, and Nam Ruchi. Let us embrace this process, especially the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This will make our life successful. Hamara Jivan Bahod Safal Hey! Bahod Bahod Dhanyawad. Hare Krishna. Thank you, thank you. Are there any questions or comments? Aapka prashna hai? Tika? Tatparya? Yes, Prabhu. Do we have a microphone to come to him?
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for such a nice, wonderful class. My question is, like, as you told that we have to maintain the determination and you have to maintain the enthusiasm always. So sometimes it is there and we practice nicely, but to maintain it always become a challenge and sometimes we become down. So what should we do so that always we maintain that determination, the enthusiasm in our spiritual practice in sadhana life?
Thank you for your question. If I understand your question properly, you're saying how to maintain a constant level of enthusiasm and determination. So the answer is to seek the association of devotees who have that intensity and fixed. We have different stages of bhakti. There's shraddha, some faith, and then sadhu sangha, coming in association of devotees, and then bhajana kriya, engaging in devotional service. And then we have anartha nivritti. Then we become fixed, nishta. And then after being fixed, we get ruchi, we get some taste. We get asakti, we get even more fixed up, like addicted, an addiction. Like a drunkard cannot live without alcohol, a bhakta cannot live without bhakti. That's asakti. Then bhava, the initial feelings of love for the Lord awaken, and then prema, the highest stage. So we need to strive to come to this platform of nishta, being fixed up, and the platform of ruchi, having some taste for devotional service. So by associating with devotees, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. This association of devotees is very, very, very important. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada has given us this Antarashtriya Krishna Bhavanvit Sangha, ISKCON, so that we can come together and associate with devotees. And Srila Prabhupada is an Uttama Adhikari devotee, and by reading Srila Prabhupada's books and hearing Srila Prabhupada's lectures, we can associate directly with Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, if you want to know me, read my books. So having this kind of association with Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's followers can help us reach the stage of Nishta and the stage of Ruchi and seek the stage of Asakti and seek the stage of Bhava. So this is the key, is association of devotees. Is that all right, Prabhu? Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for a very nice lecture. Maharaj, how to increase our, improve our chanting? When I sit for chanting, my mind keeps on wandering all over the place. So what is the, how to improve the chanting?
How to improve the chanting? So Srila Prabhupada said, if you want to get expert at something, then do it continuously, keep doing it. So practice makes perfect. So one time a reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, what do you hope to achieve by this chanting? And Srila Prabhupada said, more chanting. So chant more and more and more. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Try for 24 hours a day. The tongue should be moving. Once I was in a ashram staying with Sri Palad Prabhu and Indradumna Swami. And at night I woke up because Sri Palad Prabhu was dreaming, but in his dream he was singing and dancing, playing his accordion. So I was shocked, and in the morning I said, you know you were singing it. And then in the middle of singing, he stopped singing, started giving a lecture. So I said, you know you were singing in your sleep last night, chanting? He said, yeah, I do that sometimes. And recently I was in New York with Radhe Shyam Prabhu. We were staying in one room together. Middle of the night, Radhe Shyam Prabhu wakes up. He doesn't wake up. He's sleeping. He's giving a lecture while he's asleep. I spoke to him in the morning. I said, you were giving a lecture in your sleep. He said, yeah, I do that sometimes. So this is the level we should try to get to, huh? Whether we're awake, whether we're asleep, any circumstance, we should always be chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The practice makes perfect. Keep practicing, keep practicing. Does that answer your question? Thank you so much. Do we have time for one more question? Comment? Okay, thank you so much. Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ekadashi Maha Mahotsava Ki Jai, Nithai Gaur Premanande Hare Hare Bol.
Bahut bahut dhanyawad. Hare Krishna.